This is Radio Nepal. I am SN stressed with the news, the headlines first. National Security Council reviews security issues of nation. Ministry of Health and Population urges health institutions to align minimum salary, service and facility with government standard to health workers. Three teenage girls drown in pit water in Rowtahat. And last 20 living hostages released by Hamas after more than 2 years of captivity. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the National Security Council chaired by Prime Minister and Chairperson of the Council Sushila Karki was held today. According to a press release issued by Suman Raj Arial, Secretary of the Ministry of Defence and Member Secretary of the Council, the 40th meeting of the Council held at the Secretariat in Simhadarwar reviewed current international, regional and national security issues. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising, Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal Eknarayan Arial and Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdal were present at the meeting. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the health institutions to align salary, service and facility with government standard. Spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Prakash Burathoki, said the ministry had already issued a circular to all government hospitals, institutions, medical colleges and community and private hospitals to ensure the salary and incentives for nurses and health workers as equal to the government ones. After the directive was not implemented in some health institutions, the ministry made round up circular. Nurses at Pokhara-based Manipal Teaching Hospital are protesting for government mandated salaries. Institutions have also been told not to retain employees' original certificates, avoid hiring on daily wages, and ensure salary payments through the banking system. Three girls from Rajdevi Municipality 8 of Rowtahat district drowned in a water-filled ditch this morning. Police inspector at the district police office, Ram Kumar Mahato, said they are 13-year-old Asta Kumari Boita, 15-year-old Raghani Kumari Yadav and 15-year-old Mosami Kumari Boita of Rajdevi Municipality 8. Mahato said the incident took place when the girls were trying to cross the water-filled ditch on their way to Gaur Municipality 9 to collect grass. Out of seven girls, four girls managed to cross the ditch and the remaining went missing. Although the security persons rescued the girls from the pit water and rushed to the provincial hospital of Gaur for treatment, doctors declared them dead in no time. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has said the mitigation of disaster risk in an effective way is not possible in absence of community initiation and engagement. Addressing the 4th National Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction organized by the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction 2025 at Kumaltar today, the Home Minister insisted on cooperation, coordination and participation from all quarters for disaster risk mitigation and management. According to Home Minister Arial, Nepal has witnessed that the disaster hampered the efforts for nation's development. Minister for Energy, Hydropower and Irrigation Kulman Ghising has requested with the South Korean government for its support in the production of reservoir-based hydropower. During a courtesy call paid by South Korean Ambassador Park Tae-yong to the Energy Minister today, Minister Ghising said Nepal needs reservoir-based mega-projects of over 500 megawatt for energy balance and export, for which South Korea can extend support. The ambassador was also requested to increase the EPS quota for Nepali workers and support entrepreneurship for returnees from Korea. The minister said the 216 megawatt Upper Thrissuli 1 project backed by a Korean government company is over 70% complete and set for a breakthrough this December. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has urged the media to create an environment conducive to the upcoming elections scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026. During a meeting with the editors and representatives from different media outlets at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology today, the Communication Minister called for support from the media sector to hold the elections in time. Minister Kharel urged the political parties to act responsibly for building an environment for elections. He said the government will support on managerial parts. The supply of drinking water from the Melamchi project obstructed due to monsoon rains has resumed in the Kathmandu Valley. The drinking water supply was closed since the 24th of June, citing the flood in the Melamchi River and landslide that could further damage the project during rainy season. The water supply is now regularized in the Kathmandu Valley after necessary repair. Executive Director of the Melamchi Drinking Water Development Committee, Jagannath Das, said over 170 million liters of water are now being supplied daily from the Sundar Rizal water treatment plant. Kathmandu Valley's daily water demand is around 430 liters, but during the Melamchi project's closure, only 130 to 140 million liters were available from various sources. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. An 82-year-old Yagya Nidhi Tiwari of Beshi Sohar 11 of Lamjung died after a hornet sting. Tiwari was undergoing treatment at Old Medical College in Chitwan following the incident on Sunday evening. According to Lamjung District Police Raj Kishore Shah, his body will remain at the Chitwan Hospital for post-mortem before being handed over to the family. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news update. The last 20 living hostages held by Hamas in Gaza are now back in Israel after more than 2 years in captivity. The BBC cited the Israeli military as saying the second group of hostages has now crossed back into Israel from Gaza. Together with the 7 released earlier today, all 20 living hostages are now back on Israeli soil. The hostages were kidnapped by Hamas during the October 7 attacks in 2023. Hamas has yet to hand over the remains of up to 28 deceased hostages. In exchange for the hostages, Israel is releasing 250 Palestinian prisoners and more than 1,700 detainees. The first groups have begun arriving in Ramallah in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump's speech was interrupted as an opposition Israeli parliament member, MK, held up a piece of paper that said, "Recognize Palestine." Speaker Amir Ohana shouted a call for order amid loud disapproval against the protesting MK, who was quickly escorted out. Trump restarted his speech, saying that was very efficient. Joel McKeer, Philip Ahern and Peter Howitt won the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics Monday for having explained innovation-driven economic growth. According to the AP News Agency, McKeer is from Northwestern University, Ahern from the College de France and the London School of Economics, and Howitt from Brown University. The Nobel Committee said McKeer demonstrated that if innovations are to succeed one another in a self-generating process, we not only need to know that something works, but we also need to have scientific explanations for why. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Security Council reviews security issues of nation. Ministry of Health and Population urges health institutions to align minimum salary, service and facility with government standard to health workers. Three teenage girls drowned in pit water in Rautahat. And last 20 living hostages released by Hamas after more than 2 years of captivity. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.